At the end of the 8th century, Japan's capital was transferred from Nara to Kyoto. Japan stopped sending missions to the China continent at about that time. For this reason, Japan's art and handicraft arts ceased to receive foreign influence. Japan's pure, graceful, and unique style was fostered. Representative of this trend was the lacquer art. Today, Glasgow is reveling in its latest accolade as it is named a World Centre of Music by UNESCO, the United Nations Cultural Organisation. News leaked out, sweetly enough, in the beating cultural heart of its old rival at the Edinburgh Fringe, during a visit by the UNESCO Director, General Koichiro Matsuura. Announcing the initiative, he said, "We at UNESCO believe that culture not only makes an economic contribution, it provides meaning and a sense of identity and continuity that is integral to the life of all societies." One niche market that has remained arid amid the flood of MP3 players sold every day is that of aquatic acoustics. While joggers, climbers, cyclists and other fitness nuts have their iPods and a host of rivals to distract them during their masochistic bouts of physical exertion, the options for swimmers who want to listen to music are few. Korean innovator iRiver is making a splash among the swimming fraternity with its AquaBeat MP3 player, which went on sale in Japan last month. Under the theme of communication, ICC aims to promote a dialogue between art, technology and science. Through a diverse program of exhibitions, symposiums, workshops and performances, ICC introduces the activities and works of artists, searching for new modes of expression and new communicative possibilities. ICC is building a worldwide network of like-minded people and aims to become a focal point for the exchange of various media-related information. We hope that as many people as possible will be able to experience and become involved with ICC's pioneering activities and feel the flow of a new communicative culture.